My mood's good. You know what? I said on the radio show, Saturday night after the game, I'm disappointed. I went out to dinner with some old friends, with my wife, and don't do that very often. And Sunday I got up and went to Mass. Felt pretty good. And then Monday it begins again. So, and that's the nature of what we do is, attitude becomes really important when you have a disappointment. But it really doesn't change when Monday rolls around, whether you win or lose. I mean, you have to have a good week of preparation and keep looking forward.
As a coach, you always try and keep a positive attitude. But how have the guys been handling this stretch?
Well, I mean, obviously they're disappointed, as we all are. And that's why Monday, I think our job more than anything else is trying to get their spirits back up because, you know, we used the example of Bemidji. The weekend before, they were swept at Lake State, took a long bus ride home, got up Thursday morning, excited to come down to the XL and had a great weekend and won two games and won the championship, and that's real credit to them. And that just kind of shows you when you feel good about yourself, you're excited to play, that's when you play at your best. So for us, it's about building up our guys. It's about trying to get them excited and trying to make sure that they understand that you got to have a smile on your face when you come to the rink. It can't be drudgery. You can't worry about what's happened. You got to look ahead.
Is time starting to become a little bit of an enemy, too? You figure you're going to pull out of this eventually. But
well, I mean, the bottom line is we can't look, you know, weeks down the line. We've got to just worry about today. Worry about our preparation and prepare the best we can. And then, you know, hopefully some guys will, you know, start to, when they get a chance to score, they'll score. And that would go a long way helping us.